Hello, everybody. Thank you all for signing up and either reading or listening. Finally, we're ready to begin the Kabbalah that I hope personally to undertake during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which was to learn Musar regularly. And I hoped to make this available to everybody so we can all do it together. And Baruch Hashem, with the help of Rafi Katan and Nechemya Mand, we were able to launch this program. So thank you both very much, and thank everybody who's joining together with us. So the plan is to learn the Sefer Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Bilvavi Mishkan Evne is really a series of Sfarim, and they're written by a very special, very holy individual who lives in Eretz Yisrael. His name is Rav Itamar Schwartz, and he has succeeded through his Sefarim and Drashas to spark a revolution in learning Musar and applying Musar to life. One bookstore owner in Yerushalayim put it that his Sfarim are lapped up by their entire spectrum, from modern Orthodox youths to Meach, Sha'arim, Chasidim. It really is, as we would say in Hebrew, a davar hashava l'chol nefesh, something that appeals to everybody and talks to everybody. So he currently has published close to 50 Sfarim, all under the title of Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, which are, some of them are standalone volumes, some are on Chagim, and some are a commentary on Chumash, Mesilas Yesharim, a commentary on Baal Shem Tov al Torah, and more and more. He is proficient in all areas of Hashkafa, and seems to have a deep understanding of Kabbalah as well, although I'm not qualified to say that. I was zeichet to meet him when he was brought into Los Angeles, and he spoke in Los Angeles Kyle. He was surprisingly a young man at the time, but he did have a fire to him that was palpable, and he was Malei V'Gadosh, full and overflowing with depth and knowledge. They have a website called www.bilvavi.net, and Bilvavi spelled B-I-L-V-A-V-I, and it has translations of his shurim, some of his svarim, and hundreds of audio shurim given by Rabbi Schwartz. The reason I chose this Sefer rather than one of the classics, such as Mesilas Yesharim or Chayvos HaVavos, is because of the amount of time that we have here, which is 5-minute segments. It would be difficult to break down those Sfarim into small segments like that. Now, in truth, each line of Mesilas Yesharim and other such Sfarim require learning and understanding, and all of that would exceed our proposed segment. And in truth, this Sefer, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, the first chelek, the first volume, the one we're going to be working on, is in essence an extrapolation of the first parak of Mesilas Yesharim. The first parak of Mesilas Yesharim discusses what's our purpose on this world, what does Hashem want from us, what does He expect from us. And he broke this down, develops it, and he wrote it in a clear, concise, and at the same time engaging fashion. And it's already divided into small segments, which work perfectly for this purpose. Personally, I found this, his Sefer, to be thought-provoking, deeply inspiring, and I'm very excited to learn it together with everyone. Each recording is going to be about 5 minutes and be accompanied by a basic transcript delivered through email. We will include the actual language of the Sefer if I'm quoting it, and otherwise we'll just note which page and paragraph of the Sefer we're up to. But before we begin learning the Sefer, let's make a little introduction here for a couple of days, and let's address a very, very important question. Do we really have to learn Musar? Why? Why is it important? Now, the knee-jerk response to that question might be, of course we have to learn Musar. All the Bali Musar say so, right? But as we all know, that alone won't necessarily motivate us until we appreciate what the need is ourselves. The truth is that this question is so important, so integral to Avodas Hashem, that the Mesilas Yesharim dedicates the whole introduction of his Sefer to this question. Why in the world is his Sefer necessary? In the process of answering the question, he explains why people, meaning you and me, think we don't need Musar. Reason number one, we think we know everything that we need to know already. Reason number two, we don't think there's anything too deep when it comes to Musar and Hashkafa that requires learning. It's kind of straightforward. Believe in Hashem. There you go. Reason number three, there are too many other things we prioritize, thinking they come first. Musar, that can wait. We have so many other things. If we're learning already, we want to sit down with the Gemara. Now, we can add a couple of reasons to this also. Musar is a general kind of thing. Sometimes it's hard to see how will learning Mesilas Yesharim, Archas Tzadikim, Shari Tshuva, Chayvus Halvavus, how will that help my Shalom Bayis? How will that change my davening? Will I have more patience for my children because I'm learning Mesilas Yesharim? It's hard to see the connection between learning Musar and the things we know and want to work on. It's hard to appreciate what difference Musar makes, even when we're learning it. These are actually all valid and relevant questions. So what's the answer? And the answer, the Ramchal says, is very obvious. And the problem is, it's so obvious that we miss it. And we miss it entirely. And tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem, we'll discuss the answer to these questions.